12 minutes past 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Craig Adams along with Bruce Van Dyke coming to you from the Sunset Cafe at Lakeview as we continue our spotlight on Lorain, our first morning here. Of course, Bull and Matt were here yesterday afternoon. A little heat, but not today.
Well, you should have heard them complaining. And I don't want to spill anything on this. They came in with shorts, T-shirts. Oh, it's hot out. It's going to be hot out there. Well, now that it was. I mean, actually yesterday, you know, the thick air. You could actually cut the air yesterday with that.
Yeah.
Now the rain. And we knew that on the schedule, I could tell. I told you about 10 days ago that long forecast looks like it's going to rain on Tuesday. So we've moved inside a little bit. Tomorrow we'll be over at German's Villa for the international breakfast. I'm looking forward to that.
Not only because
of the great food they over at German's, but to see all the different people. The Hubenubers, Habenabbers, the movers and shakers, the international festival people, and all the princesses that come arrive
right
for the big fun event for tomorrow. But there's something to head out over. Okay, Craig, I got to hold on here. This is the moment. The beachcomber guy with his tractor trailer clearing the beach has reached the end, and all of the livestock, if you want to call it that, the Canada geese and the things have moved their way to the edge. His next pass is basically going to wipe them out.
So I don't think he'll suck them up or anything.
Well, no, but they'll either move very quickly or they all have figured it out and they'll start moving like, you know, just like sheep. And he's like the sheep herder as he moves them down the beach. But as I look out here, the waves, the boats are out there, but I always want to lean over from where I am to take a look to see if the Lorain Lighthouse is still there. Now, Frank Sipkowski with the Lorain Lighthouse Foundation. You know the Lorain Lighthouse is always there, but there's a chance when you come to the lake, you always want to at least get a look at it, right?
That's correct. And there's been a lot of things going on at the lighthouse, and I appreciate you guys having me on the show. This is the second year, and I think you're doing a great job for the community.
Well, we enjoyed having you. Greg, you were out there. In fact, I listened to some of the tape of it because I think I'm going to rebroadcast it. Your one-year anniversary of broadcasting from the lighthouse, which was kind of a fun experience. From your impression, Craig, because Frank goes out there all the time, and after a while you probably, you know, oh, it's the lighthouse, I've been here, no big deal or whatever. What was your impression when you were out there? Was it bigger than you expected, smaller? Did it seem like, you know, how does anybody really at some point stay out here? What was your thoughts of that when you were there?
I guess I thought it might be difficult for someone to stay here for a while. That was one of my thoughts. Another thought I had was it was fascinating to look back, not being someone on a boat very often, but to be out at the lighthouse looking back at the city, the downtown area, plus a little bit east and west, and to get a view of that. Hoping that one of those big freighters might come by, that didn't happen that day. A lot of other boaters coming and going, right. But...
Did
it would have been really cool to see a freighter.
Does that structure, when you're in the structure, does it seem like you're in a basement? Does it seem like you're in an attic? Does it seem like you're just in a living room? What kind of, you know?
Well, it's a little bit of each, depending if you go up or down.
Okay.
Because it is kind of attic-like way up top, and there is a basement, which you don't think of, but there is.
Right. Now, you're a big guy.
Yeah.
How did you feel there? Did you feel like a kid in a clubhouse, or was there sort of, was it spacious to you?
No, there isn't plenty of room.
Didn't hit your head on anything?
No.
Okay, not even that beam that hangs over the side where they used to load it?
You got to be careful maybe up on the, not the main floor, but maybe the second one going up the steps. But
Frank,
yeah.
Have you ever whacked your head on anything?
Well, a couple of times. I didn't forget it, you know. But I got to tell you, that's the first time a radio station's been out there in 100 years. It was the last year because we're celebrating.
We're waiting for the plaque to be mounted out there. Anytime soon, we'll be there for the dedication if you like us. But we talked just before getting on the air, and I said, how did it survive the winter? You said there was kind of a leak.
Yeah, we had a problem. We found a leak on the northeast wall, and we knew it was there, but we just couldn't pinpoint it. So I got a gentleman with a drone that flew around the lighthouse, and we found it. It's on the northeast corner by the concrete gutter, and it's got to be repaired. So we're looking for somebody to volunteer to help us repair it so we can take care of the plaster that's getting damaged on the inside on the second floor.
Is there any special technique that is required, or is it just any kind of...
Well, see, what happened is that... the gutter was filled in because the house has a slope to it. Lean has a 7%, so the water that runs down the gutter starts running that way. So we want to take and build it underneath the Vermont slate to keep it from going underneath, like a trim or aluminum to put across there to try it, stop it from sucking into, because there's a wooden beam that runs underneath the shingles, or the slate, I should say. So we got to correct that.
You know the insides and outs of this based on some sort of architectural drawings, or was this sort of after a while you eventually build the notes from what you discover as you're...
Well, most of it, we have the drawings, the blueprints of the lighthouse, and with that 7% lean to the east, caused us some problems. So we try to be like a Sherlock Holmes and start combing the area to find out what's causing the problem.
And that 7% lean goes back to it being bumped into by a freighter?
Well, there's two theories. One, back in the late 50s, a lake freighter hit the lighthouse due to the fact that they lost control of a gust of wind came and hit it on the northeast corner. But before they did the work with the new cribbing around the lighthouse sits on a wooden box and has 19 holes in it, and it was filled with stones. So when they stopped using the tugs pulling the ships into the harbor, and they went into bow thrusters. So we think that the bow thrusters might have rattled the stones in the cribbing, and that might be part of it.
I noticed you have a flyer here.
Yes.
And you're always looking for help. You're looking for volunteers, even for the roofing project, the plaster project. But you have a fundraiser coming up in just a couple of days. Talk about that.
Yes. We try in the area of several restaurants to help us out. We have the Brew Kettles doing a 15% on your order to on Wednesday to help the lighthouse out, donate back to the lighthouse. We tried several restaurants in Lorain, and then we went to Amherst through one of our volunteers, talked to the Brew Kettle, and this is their second year doing it for us. So this money that we raise will go back into redoing the lighthouse, fixing it up. It's just like having your own home. It's a constantly maintenance on it.
I know last year you had some dinners on the lighthouse base. Anything happening this year?
Yes, we have dinners, which we had to cancel last week due to the fact we did not have enough people. But tonight we have... about 15 people having dinner, sunset dinner at the lighthouse. You sit on the outside. We put tables up. It's a four-course meal. You're served wine with each course. And, of course, the Jackalope restaurant caters it. And they enjoy themselves. You stay out there till sunset, and then you're brought back in. It runs the whole month of June, July, and August. That's another fundraiser for us. It's $130, but yet people go to Cleveland and spend that. But we have to pay the caterer, we have to pay the Port Authority, and of course, what's left we get for the operation.
Yeah, but you're getting an experience of a lifetime out there. You know, it's a location, there's not many tables, you know. And
the other thing is that, far as I know, we're the only one that can shelter you out in a boat and have a nice, beautiful dinner, sunset dinner, in the area. And the other thing is that we have 4th of July coming up, where it's a picnic at the lighthouse with all the food, and you sit on the deck and watch the fireworks from there that are shot on the Mile Pier.
Right.
So this is probably be our third year doing it, and we get return people that comes back, and they really enjoy it. But we got private parties coming out there. We got tours. We've been doing pretty well on our regular tours to the lighthouse that are set on a schedule on our website. But if it wasn't for the volunteers that we have in our organization, we wouldn't have what we have today. And a great thank you to the community for supporting us.
Well, you see the lighthouse and a lot of things related to Lorraine when you show that, when you think of sort of images, when people come out to the International Festival, if they kind of have to look down the Black River or at that to see it. But
yes, I was with the security guy yesterday when we're having webcams put up where you can go on, they're going to be live, excuse me, and you can view the lake before you come out or down the river to see what condition of the lake is for boaters.
Now, are those cams on the lighthouse or are they?
Yes, they'll be on the lighthouse. They'll be mounted on the beam, the hoist beam, where Craig almost knocked his head on.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. That's too far up. But anyways, it's going to be live. They can see what's going on out into the lake. But there's a lot of activities that's going to be happening at the lighthouse.
Well, it's always great to have you on to talk about it, and it's always great to know the lighthouse is out there. And, you know, we always know that it's really the volunteers that have kept it.
That's correct.
And everybody gets to appreciate it, whether you get out there ever or just happen to see it, or if you are one of those photo bugs who enjoy taking great pictures.
Yes, we have quite a few people that take photos of the lighthouse, and they send them to us, and we get their permission to use them for advertising. We've been 3 years in a row named the best lighthouse, beating out Port Clinton over there at Marblehead 3 years in a row. So we're hoping for a fourth year.
Oh, good luck with that, and we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Frank, thanks for sharing.
I appreciate you gentlemen having me.
And again, it's Frank Sipkowski. Is that a good Polish name or what ethnicity?
Slovak.
Slovak, okay. So Lorraine Lighthouse Foundation. Joining us this morning as we conclude our first day.
If I may.
Yes, go ahead.
We just started this year. We have a gift shop on the Mile Pier behind the Jackalope. We're going to try it out for selling stuff for the lighthouse as a money raiser. Plus, you can purchase your tickets for the tour of the lighthouse. Summer's trailer will be worth the deal with them. So they brought us a trailer down, and now we're trying a new thing at the lighthouse to promote it.
Okay, here's a T-shirt idea. I'll give it to you. You need a T-shirt that says the 7% lean on it with a picture of the little picture of the lighthouse. It's kind of subtle. It gives people, what does that mean? It's interesting. It's a little chic. So you want to mark the 7% lean.
There you go.
I think that. This is a great one for you. So, Frank, again, thanks for coming in. It's always fun to talk with you. Craig, the bird survived the mechanism. In fact, I think he pretty much gave them their space. He said, you know what? I've cleaned 98% of this beach. You guys can have that 2% out there right by the shore.
I want to know Bruce Van Dyke, or maybe Frank would know. 99% of these birds all face the same way. Brian, why is that?
It's the wind direction.
The wind? Oh, yeah. See, look at this. Two guys know the answer.
But
I don't even have to.
I would think that would be the case, but why does it matter? They're not going to get blown away.
It doesn't ruffle their feathers.
They stay smooth. Yeah. There's always one guy that's probably facing the wrong way.
He's disheveled. He's got to be an oddball.
That's exactly right. But there you go. Well, enjoyed our view out there this morning. And, Craig, we're down to, at least on this window, two of the mayflies. Actually, the third one's there, four, five. Again, it's like a puzzle. I can see them. The more I look, the more I can see them. There'll be a lot more here tomorrow and probably at the International Festival this weekend. Tomorrow we'll be at the International Breakfast at German's Villa in Vermilion for day number two of our Spotlight. The afternoon show was out there yesterday, yesterday they were here. So we've enjoyed our time out spotlighting Lorraine, and we'll be back in our studios coming up on Thursday.
I got to do it.
Closing credits.
Here we go. A thank you to all of our guests who came by today, and also to Brian Goldthorpe with the Lorraine County Metro Parks for hosting us once more. Steve Bailey back at the station, keeping us on the air. Terry Zebnick here, getting us on the air. And thanks to everybody who tuned in.
All right, we'll wrap it up. We'll send it back to Dave Ramsey after a couple breaks, and we enjoyed our time this morning. Spotlighting Lorraine on AM 930 WEOL.